At the election of Pope Leo XIV, when he addressed the crowd, the first thing he said to all of us was, "Peace be with you." And it has been the message of Our Lady of Medjugorje that peace reign upon the earth and that we pray for it constantly. Well, one of the ways to pray for peace is an upcoming Peace Mass, the 44th anniversary of Our Lady of Medjugorje. It'll be happening at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church on June 29th. And joining us today to talk more about Our Lady, Queen of Peace, it is our good friend, Father John Marshall, the pastor at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church. Good morning, Father Marshall.
Good morning. Thank you. It's so good to be here.
Thank you for being with us. For our listeners, and we've had the wonderful opportunity since it was given permission that we can have these wonderful pilgrimages and celebrate Our Lady of Medjugorje, that more and more people are making that pilgrimage. For some, just remind us a little bit about 44 years ago, what was happening in this relatively unknown city, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Well, at the time, it was the Yugoslavia. And Medjugorje, you know, before June 24, 1981, it was an unheard of, unknown village, you know, in, you know, the Croatian part of Bosnia-Herzegovina. But in June 24, 1981, you know, a group of teenagers, you know, the youngest being 10 to the age of 16, you know, they first saw Our Lady holding the baby Jesus up on this hill that really no one really climbed. It was a rocky and barren hill. And they saw that she was kind of motioning for them to come up, yet a little startled, like, we're seeing an image of Gospa, which is, you know, Our Lady in Croatian. And of course, they all fled because they were fearful. It's like, what if people find out we saw this? And, you know, and so they hid. And then the next day, they went back to the base of the hill, and again they saw Our Lady, this time alone, and she was signaling to them to come up. And that's when they had their first, you know, encounter with Our Lady, you know, face to face, not from a distance, but right there next to her. And ultimately, you know, throughout that course of that week, she identified herself as the Queen of Peace. Which is interesting about, you know, the other apparitions of Our Lady. We often identify her with the name of the town that she appeared in, but she is Our Lady, Queen of Peace. Mm-hmm. And in fact, one of her first, you know, words she said to one of the visionaries was, "Peace, peace, peace." You know, and speaking of that peace between God and us, and also between man and himself. So peace, that correct and right relationship with God and with each other. And so, of course, you know, so important then as much as it is today, 44 years later.
Father Marshall, so looking at that message of peace, that was 10 years before the war broke out in Yugoslavia. And then there was around the world, we look at the different conflicts and Our Lady was there. We think about Our Lady in Cabello and ahead of the genocide there. And now we feel like things feel so uncertain now around the world and conflicts that are happening. It seems that we are always praying for peace, and yet it seems to be just outside our grasp. So are our prayers working?
Absolutely, I believe they're working. You know, I think perhaps we need to expand our understanding of peace. I think we all kind of have that first and foremost notion that peace is an absence of war and conflict, which, yeah, who doesn't want to have a world that there's no conflict or war? Yet there is humanity, there's sin, and of course sin is, you know, ultimately the cause of war. I think the invitation or the gift of peace is right and correct relationship with God. And of course, that then transmits and it flows to our relationship with each other as brothers and sisters of the human race. And the gift of peace that Our Lady wants to give us is the gift of her son, Jesus. You know, and I think that's I've been thinking a lot about the third joyful mystery of the presentation, where, you know, here's Simeon and he's, you know, he's been waiting to like, I want a long life. We don't know how long he lived, but I mean, I'm assuming, you know, you get to a point, you're like, okay, Lord, are you going to bring me home? But he had to wait until his eyes saw the Messiah. And, you know, it was that one beautiful day in which Mary and Joseph were bringing Jesus to the temple. And then Mary handed Simeon the baby Jesus, the gift of peace. And of course, Simeon's words, Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Because he had peace himself in his heart, in his hands. And so I believe that's the gift that Our Lady wants to give us, is the gift of peace. And so many people, you know, over these past 44 years flocked to Medjugorje to find that peace, that wholeness, ultimately that healing because of the storms that have, you know, brewed in their lives. And, you know, and I even though we may experience storms in life, we have a person, a relationship to go to find an anchor, you know, to find that comfort in the midst of those storms that ultimately will brew even after we have found peace.
Father John Marshall is joining us today, inviting the entire community to join him at a very special Peace Mass coming up on June 29th. Father Marshall, for those of us who have been blessed to have that time in Medjugorje, we go there, and I can remember very distinctly on the day that we were leaving the town thinking, I can't wait to come back, right? But it's our job to bring that peace, that inner peace that we find in Medjugorje to the world where we live, kind of like that mountaintop experience that the apostles felt at Jesus' transfiguration. We've got to bring that peace back to us. Kind of tell our listeners a little bit about how they can experience that peace of Medjugorje on June 29th.
I think peace is attractive.
Yes.
And I think, you know, for those who have gone to Medjugorje or maybe even thinking about going to Medjugorje, please do. When you go there, of course, you experience a renewal. It's Our Lady presenting her son, Jesus, and especially through the sacraments. You know, Medjugorje is referred to as the confessional of the world. You know, it's a beautiful sight to see the lines of people going to confession each afternoon. But those who come back, they've been healed, they've been renewed. And so, and they're meant to carry forward that peace to those around them, their family members, their spouses, their loved ones, even their community. So I think, you know, this annual Peace Mass that we celebrate each year is to, again, renew, you know, if we've been to Medjugorje or we've had a close relationship with Our Lady Queen of Peace, kind of renew that commitment that I've encountered peace through the hands of Our Lady, her presenting to me her son Jesus like she did to Simeon. And again, remind us that, as she reminded us in the last message in May, to be peacemakers, you know, to have that peace and joy, because that is the only way of transmitting peace to perhaps someone who is in the midst of a storm. So it's really that renewal. And of course, no better way of celebrating the gift of peace and the gift of Jesus in our life from the hands of Mary in the Eucharist. And so I think it's more of that that experience of the gift of Medjugorje that has happened in a person's life, or for someone who that aspires to maybe even take a pilgrimage to go there.
What a beautiful opportunity. Again, June 29th, coming off of this series of Sunday celebrations with Pentecost and Trinity Sunday, and the Corpus Christi is going to be just the weekend before. So this opportunity to attend Mass, celebrate, and pray for peace. It is coming up June 29th, St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Milwaukee. Rosary begins at 2:30, then Mass at 3 o'clock. They'll be praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet afterwards at 4 o'clock, followed by adoration, and of course, an opportunity to gather and eat together.
Yeah, shared stories of perhaps someone who is, I feel like a desire to go to Medjugorje. There's going to be people there who have gone there, and to talk to them about their experience so that maybe you feel that little invitation of Our Lady inviting you to go.
Well, if you are feeling that, yes, this is your invitation to go again coming up June 29th. Father Marshall, always a beautiful morning when you join us. Thank you so much for your time. Before we go today, will you end us in prayer and a blessing?
Be happy to. Thanks for the invitation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Through the intercession of Our Lady, Queen of Peace, as she once handed Jesus in the hands of Simeon, may she too again hand us the gift of Jesus, the sacraments, the Eucharist and confession, the gift of Jesus into our lives, so that we may be those peacemakers to extend his peace in a world so in need of peace, of healing, and of wholeness. And may Almighty God bless each and every one of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace,
pray for us. Father Marshall, thank you so much for being with us. So again, details on that Peace Mass can be found on our community calendar at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.